I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan. I wanted to play an episode for you that I recorded back in July when we were in the thick of COVID, which we seem to still be. It's really just about being compassionate with ourselves and others, and I couldn't think of a better time to put this message out there again as we gear up for the holiday. So have a really wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoy the episode. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Dreams and Detours, as the intro says, is a show about the life we are living versus the one we planned. And more than ever, our lives are detouring greatly. I often hear and read that it's how we handle sudden changes more so than the change itself that guides our next steps. Until now, COVID has altered everything we do, everywhere we go, and everyone we encounter. That said, I thought it was the perfect moment to remember the importance of compassion and that it should start with yourself. From overindulging in food and drink to the growing irritation about getting back to normal, the list of unease is deeply present. I have many friends that have been working from home, and while that felt like a luxury in the past, it has now become a source of stress for some of them. For others, I'm hearing mini meltdowns as they recognize how much they don't even like their jobs, and the at-home work routine isn't making it easier or even bearable. Then the very next comment is self-sabotage, the guilt from complaining when they have a job with benefits while so many people do not. My response is, it's okay. Don't shame yourself for feeling what you feel. We've been informed of the destructive patterns of shame. Thank you, Brené Brown. And yet we do it anyway. How do we go from writing in our grateful journals one minute, then denying ourselves the next? I had this come up for me recently. So much that I had to look in the mirror and say out loud, are you for real? Are you going to deny yourself to honestly feel your way through this moment, inspect it, and figure it out? I actually screamed at myself just to sit in my feelings without apology. Yes, I feel frustrated, scared, and a bit hopeless at times. Yes, I am trying to not think the worst or give up entirely. Yes, I am tired of things not falling into place, the ongoing isolation that feels painfully lonely, the annoyance when friends and family respond by telling me they'd love some alone time, as if it's a choice for me, or the sadness that overwhelms me and further magnifies this virus crisis that is restrictive. I've been holding in so many crappy feelings, it's no wonder life feels dark and insufferable lately. With so much going on in the world, especially in this country around racial bias, I didn't dare complain because who am I to say out loud that I'm having a bad day or week? For days, the weighted sadness from both the outside world and my insides haunted me. As an empath, I easily absorb collective emotions. And lately, it's ravaged my insides. If you've heard me talk about trauma, you know how deeply psychological pain impacts and bankrupts us physically, spiritually, and emotionally. It's slippery and creeps up. And clearly, I'm not alone or immune. Not when I hear from friends and listeners that they too are having similar experiences. So compassion, we need more of it. We need to give it and get it. Be kind to yourself. Keep your heart open. Share as much as you can. Your time, money, expertise, feelings, not to be confused with criticism. Your home, books, food, whatever you can. Keep your mind open too. Stay curious, get comfortable with discomfort. Learn something new, especially in the area of humanity and racial divide. For me, I've decided to take all of the heartache and return to university to get my MSW so I can round out my offering of being a life coach and wellness counselor and add psychotherapist. I aim to crack open the structures of social services in order to reconstruct a just and supportive system in which to help disenfranchised people live as respectable and good a life as possible. I can't think of a better way to use my superpowers. Always wishing you well. Be safe, take care of each other, and thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.